if a person was afraid and now isn't afraid anymore, you'd say, well, she's not afraid now, but she...
She was at one time.
Okay, or would you ever say she used to be?
No.
You might say she's not afraid now, but she...
She used to.
Okay. Or if she is... Let me see. If she is afraid now, but she, at one time she was not afraid, you'd say, well, she's afraid now, but she...
She didn't used to be.
Right. Somebody who is, who doesn't watch what he's doing and who's real, right, who just doesn't watch what he's doing.
Careless.
Right. Something very strange. You say, well, that's mighty.
Peculiar.
All right. Or a person who is not quite right, you say, well, he's a little bit...
Touched.
You ever hear the term, he's a little bit queer?
Yeah.
You might say, well, he's not quite right, he's a little...
It's queer.
Okay. If a person gets mad real easy, you might say, don't be so...
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ever hear the term, he's mighty touchy?
Yeah.
If you were trying to keep somebody from getting upset, you might say, all right, calm down now and just keep...
Just keep quiet.
Okay, or keep calm. Mm-hmm. When you've worked all day, you can become very...
Tired.
All right. And you say, boy, am I... I worked all day and now I'm really...
Bushed.
Okay, right. Or would you, do you ever get the term worn out?
Yeah.
You say, I worked all day and I'm really...
Worn out.
Okay. If a person is sick, and you say, I don't know what happened to her. Just all of a sudden she...
got sick.
Okay. Or if he has a cold, you say, I don't know where he...
Where he got sick.
Okay. And when you have a cold and your voice gets rough and hard to talk, you say, well, I can hardly talk. I'm so...
Cold.
Okay. And what is that? When you go...
cold.
Yeah. If you're talking about taking medicine, or the word take, you might say, I don't like to...
I don't like to take medicine.
Okay. Or yesterday I...
took some medicine.
For the past 3 weeks I have...
taken medicine.
Okay. A person who can't hear is...
deaf.
Okay. When a person works out in the yard in the summertime and he might just be drenched with...
Perspiration.
Okay. A kind of sore that children get sometimes that comes up to a head.
Chicken pox?
No, it's just one sore.
Oh, just one.
Some people call them rhinitis. Okay. Some people call them boils. Okay. And a lot of times these will have to be lanced. And when they lance, they drain, and the matter that comes out of them is called what?
Pus, I believe.
Okay. Talking about the word swell, you might say, after the wasp stung him, his hand...
swell.
Okay. Or when a bee stings you, your hand will really...
be swollen.
Okay. And his hand was... after the wasp stung him, his hand was...
swollen.
Okay. And if a wasp stings you, you might say, well, if you don't put some medicine on that, it's going to...
swell.
Okay. A puncture or a cut or something like that in a person's flesh would be called what? You ever hear the term? Would you say, well, a wound?
Yeah.
Say, well, that's a bad-looking...
bad-looking wound.
Okay.